I remember as a single man in the church being made to feel inferior, being left out of social events because I didn't have a wife. I knew there was something wrong with that, but at the time, I just didn't quite know what it was. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In most so-called developed countries, 28% seems to be the standard figure for the percentage of households that contain only one person. That's staggering. And even in more family-oriented places like Asia, the number of single-person households is sharply on the rise. I know many people, Christians especially, who look down their noses at singleness as though there must be something wrong with a person who is single all their lives. But have a listen to what the Apostle Paul, who was single, wrote about singleness. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32, 33, and 38. I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the affairs of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about the affairs of the world, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. If anyone thinks that he is not behaving properly towards his fiancée, if his passions are strong, and so it has to be, let him marry as he wishes. That's no sin. Let them marry. But if someone stands firm in his resolve, being under no necessity, but having his own desires under control, and has determined in his own mind to keep her as his fiancée, he will do well. So then, he who marries his fiancée does well, and he who refrains from marriage will do better. So as it turns out, in the Bible, singleness is the higher calling, whilst marriage is a concession. So if you're single, stop feeling inferior. And if you're married, stop making them feel inferior. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. God's Word is nothing if not surprising. It challenges us to look at things differently, to see them more clearly. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com.